All right, welcome to the Vital Life Podcast. This is going to be another episode of the Vital Life Podcast. Yep, the Vital Life Podcast. I'm your host, Luke Longo. This episode is going to be a great one if you're trying to build some muscle. I mean, don't we all want to build a little muscle? And don't we want to do it a little bit easier? Why is it going to be so hard to build muscle? You know, you're a hard gainer. You're working out for months and months and months, and you're not putting on any muscle. And there's that guy over there. God damn, that guy. Works out for like a month and he puts on like 4 pounds. 2 months, he got like 12 pounds on. Shit, a year, 50 pounds. What? How is he doing this? How is he doing this stuff? Well, I'm going to teach you how to put on. You're not going to put on 50 pounds in a year. I don't know what that guy was doing, but I'm going to teach you how to put on a lot of muscle real quick through science, baby. Science. All right, so if you're excited for this episode, hey, come on, subscribe to Apple and Spotify podcasts. Go follow me on Instagram at The Vital Life. And if you have any questions, message me, luke@thevitallife.com. With all that said and done, let's hop into the episode. Oh, what's you? Thanks, Luke. Yeah, you got a great anchor sponsorship right there. Hopefully we'll get another one. One day, you know? All right, so how do we build muscle optimally? How do we build muscle the best way? First of all, let's get into like a little nitty-gritty stuff, all right? What happens when we start to work out? What happens when we build muscle? What happens in our bodies? When we work out, we are doing something that our body adjusts to, right? So when we start using our muscles, we start pushing and pulling and concentrating and focusing our attention on those muscles, getting that mind-muscle connection. Let's just say we're doing some bicep curls, right? What we're doing is pulling and letting it pull on us. We're pulling the dumbbell up and letting the dumbbell pull on that muscle. And over time, you know, it starts to burn. It starts to hurt. You start to feel fatigue. You start to feel blood start to move into your muscle. You start to feel more of the muscle. You start to feel pumped. That's what they like to call it. We call it the pump, right? And we big old meatheads call this the pump. You know, you're chasing the pump. You want to deliver. You want your muscles to swell up. Well, what's happening? What's happening when those muscles swell up? Well, I'm going to tell you. When those muscles swell up, you're delivering more and more blood to those muscles. What is in your blood? Nutrients. Nutrients, nutrients, nutrients in that blood. Whatever you eat the day before you work out, the day of your workout, if you haven't eaten, that's the day before. If you have eaten, it's earlier that day. The nutrients in your blood are going to be delivered directly to your muscles while you are working out. So don't you think it's important to have the right nutrients delivered to your muscles while you're working out? In order to get them bigger, right? Doesn't that make sense? Well, what happens, right? We got a little blood in the muscle. What's going on? Well, what's happening is your blood vessels are starting to expand where you're working out. Your heart is starting to pump more and more blood. So you're moving more and more blood through your body. And the actual blood vessels in the muscles that you're working out are expanding. And so you're pumping more and more blood to those expanded blood vessels. And in turn, more and more blood is getting into your muscle. More and more nutrients are going to that muscle tissue, all right? So now that you have nutrients flowing into that muscle tissue that's either optimized to use the nutrients or unoptimized to use the nutrients. This is a very important thing to understand. I'm going to get into this a little bit later because it's important. For right now, what you need to understand is that nutrients are going to be delivered to your muscle as you're working out. That's what that pump is. That's why it's so important to focus more on that mind-muscle connection than it is just to lift the weight. If you have the mind-muscle connection, you will get the pump. You will get blood moved to the right parts of the muscle. You will be firing those muscles, and those muscles in turn are going to signal, hey, blood vessels, we need blood. We need nutrients. Hey, blood vessels, we're deprived of nutrients. Start to dilate. Start to bring more blood to us so we can fuel, we can actually work out, we can actually train, we can move the weight, we can pull the muscle. That is what's going on inside your muscle tissue.
It's not just you have stored energy in your muscle. No, your muscles actually use the nutrients in your blood. If that weren't the case, your blood vessels would never expand when you're working out. You would never get a pump. You would just run to depletion and be done. But if you're a trained athlete, you know that's not how it works. You know that you pump blood to those muscles and you could start to use the nutrients in your blood as well as the nutrients in your muscle. It's not just called glycogen stores. We call it glycogen stores. That's just carbohydrates that's stored in the muscle for later use. Well, now if those muscles have glycogen stores and they understand, they know how to burn fat, they know how to burn other sources of energy for fuel, your muscles are just primed to be active, primed to work out. They have so much energy that they can use. You don't know when to stop working out. That's something I've run into recently. I can't leave the gym when I'm doing what I'm doing. And if you're like, what is he doing? Well, I'm gonna get into that a little later. Understand that your muscles need nutrients from the blood. When you work out and you focus on a mind-muscle connection, you're getting the nutrients delivered to your muscle. Those muscles, in turn, if they get the right nutrients, if they get the right compounds, the right secondary metabolites, the right molecules, they will grow to sizes you'd be surprised. I am right now, I've never been this big in my life, and I feel like I just started. I feel like I just started pushing my body. Before, I was stagnant, I was plateauing, and I just really didn't care as much. Then I started doing this stuff, and I was like, oh my God, I can take this to another level. As soon as I started to break down the science of it and understand what is going on inside my body, I realized that I can take this beyond where I am now. Granted, I don't think I would look very good if I took it further than where I am now, unless I were to just do a few things like muscle-wise. Like, I really don't think I'm at the limit that I should be at, and I can take it much further. That's how important this is to understand. I thought I was at my limit for size-wise and just for appearance, and I know for a fact I can take this 10, 15 pounds further. I could put on 10 to 15 pounds more muscle, and that's a lot for what I'm at now. So I just want you to understand that delivering the nutrients, focusing on the mind-muscle contraction, getting that pump to the muscle tissue is going to deliver the nutrients, what you have in your blood, to your muscles. All right. And now let's get into what to put in your blood so that you can build maximum amounts of muscle tissue. What I started doing is I have actually created a pre-workout. I have created a supplement that you can take that is going to take your level of work training to infinity. Like, this is just what it feels like to me. I know this is biased. I know I'm the one who created it, and I know I'm the one who's selling it. But I'm telling you, I have never tried something like this in my life. And I've taken a lot of pre-workouts. Nothing compares to this. It was handcrafted, baby. Handcrafted, hand formulated by a molecular biologist. That's what I do. So I have created this pre-workout, and I have put specific ingredients in here so that it optimizes your workout energy efficiency, your focus, your pump, and your overall strength. It literally feels like you can't leave the gym because you just want to work out everything. It literally feels like you have unlimited energy to do whatever you want to do in the gym and more. I have a hard time leaving the gym, and I'm in there for 2 hours, and I'm still like, I should do more. Like, come on, bro. Like, you've been here for 2 hours. Leave the gym. You don't need any more. That's what it feels like. But I'm like, nah, I could do so much more. Why not? This is kind of fun. You know, I'm kind of fun. I will tell you, be careful when you're taking this stuff, because you feel like you can work out forever. And it feels like, honestly, like I'm pushing my body to, I know I could push it so much further, but I know if I push it a little further, I'm going to break my body. So I want you to be careful, because this stuff is so good that I honestly think it could be dangerous if you do not pay attention to when your body's like, okay, that's enough. Like, I could probably work out a lot harder than I am. Granted, there's no reason to. You don't need to push your body that hard, but I feel like I could just take this to another level. And if I was someone that was untrained, yeah, don't take it to that level. You don't need to take it to that level. Just understand that this stuff is insane. And compounds, the molecules that are actually in this product, are going to be number one. It's formulated to maximize nutrient delivery to your muscles, right? So what does that mean? Well, BCAAs are extremely important for growing muscle. Your muscle cells listen to the actual amount of BCAAs in your blood, branched chain amino acids in your blood. And when you have a certain threshold, a certain ratio, your muscle tissues will start to grow because they're like, hey, we have adequate amino acids. We can grow muscle. We can build muscle and we can get stronger because we have it here. So there's sensors in your muscle tissue, in your whole body, that will look for these amino acids. And that when they're there, anabolism, baby, we gonna get anabolic. That's what happens. You start to build. Anabolism really just means building. Catabolism means breaking down. Don't think about anabolic steroids. We ain't on that. We don't need that. I mean, you could push this a lot further than you think without taking anything. So how does this pre-workout work? How does this work? Well, we have BCAAs, right? We have the nutrients. BCAAs don't just act as a muscle builder. You're not just delivering amino acids to your muscle tissue. You're actually delivering energy to your muscle tissue because these amino acids have two roles. Number one, they play as, hey, like a sensor. Hey, we can build. You know, you trigger a signal and then that tells your cells we can build. They also can be broken down. Some of these BCAAs are directly absorbed, preferably by muscle tissue, like leucine. The leucine is directly absorbed by muscle tissue. I don't think it needs to pass through the liver to be chemically modified to be absorbed through the body. It directly goes into the bloodstream and it absorbed by muscle tissue. So wouldn't it be the smart thing to do is to take this before you work out and right after you work out when you have maximum amount of blood flow to your muscles? Doesn't that make sense? I mean, it makes sense to me. Why would you take this stuff when you're not going to work out? Why would you take this stuff when it's not going to be maximized, absorbed, and retained by the muscle tissue targeted for growth? Let's think about this. You stimulate the muscle tissue by working out. You damage the muscle tissue. You stimulate the need to repair. You give it the nutrients that it needs to have so that it can repair. You give it other nutrients. You can give it other compounds that help facilitate muscle growth, like herbal compounds I've been using. Those are in the pre-workout. What this pre-workout does, I know we just went into only BCAAs. There's going to be so much more that I could talk about, and I really can't fit it into this episode. Just know that the pre-workout, right, the first thing it does is it enhances blood vessel dilation to the muscles. What does that mean? You're getting more blood to those muscles that you're working out. Number two, it enhances water absorption by those muscles. What does that mean? You're getting a better pump. You're actually getting bigger muscle cells, which in turn actually creates more hyperplasia. When you push more water into those muscle cells, you're stretching. Well, once that water leaves a little bit later on in the day, you have more space to grow new muscle cells. What do new muscle cells mean? Stronger and bigger. You're putting on muscle because you stretched it out. That's why stretching while you're working out is also really important. You're stretching out the muscle tissue. You're giving it more room to grow. You're releasing the resistance on the muscle, right? So we pump blood. We pump water. We give it creatine, which also pumps water, but it also is a store of energy. Glycerol monostearate is another energy source and a water pumper. Citrulline dilates blood vessels. Beetroot, great source of antioxidants, and it dilates blood vessels. We have pomegranate, dried pomegranate. That is a great source of antioxidants. These are going to be helpful for the recovery process, helpful for later on. You don't have to deliver the nutrients later on when they're already there. They're already inside the muscle tissue and they're already preventing some of the unnecessary inflammation, preventing some of the unnecessary damage. These things do so much. And I don't have the list of ingredients right here on me. No artificial ingredients. This is the glorified sponsored pre-workout sponsor. Honestly, if you want to take it, it's here for you. If you don't want to take it, I understand. You could listen, take this advice and go apply it. You know, this is a glorified sponsor. This is not a glorified sponsored episode. This is just here for you to know that there's an actual science to this thing called working out. You don't need to spend your whole life in the gym. If I had known this when I first started working out, I would have been too big. It would have been gross. If I had known the things I know now when I first started working out, it wouldn't have been as hard. Granted, I probably wouldn't be here because working out has done so much else for my character. Helps you with discipline. A lot. Understand the importance of blood delivery to the muscle. That's really what this one is about. Delivering the blood. Right? So let's recap. What the did this kid just say? He flew by. All right. So what happens? You're pulling your muscle. You're working out your muscle. Your muscle signals to your blood vessels. Yo, stretch. Yo, dilate. Yo, put more blood into me. Give me my nutrients. I need my nutrients. So what happens is your endothelial cells, which is just your blood vessels, they dilate. There's holes and they leach out. They let blood move faster through the capillaries, let it diffuse quicker into the muscle. What this in turn does, your muscle cells are now able to absorb the nutrients adequately if they're trained. If they are not trained, this is not going to be as efficient. And this is where some people end up with a problem where they don't get a pump when they work out. It's because they have untrained muscles. Their muscles need to become a little bit trained, right? You need to teach them how to use other sources of nutrients. You need to teach them how to use fat as a nutrient. You need to teach them how to use glycerol as a nutrient. You need to teach them how to use creatine as a nutrient. There are other methods to energy production than just glucose. Glucose, nah. If glucose was so good, why would we store fat instead of glucose? That's a good question. I wonder who's got the answer to that. Definitely somebody smart. Understand, blood moves to the muscle, nutrients absorb through the muscle cells. Again, if you're, this comes in really quick too, is your muscle cells' ability to absorb nutrients is also dependent on your trained and your health and your diet. If you have a high glucose diet, a high carbohydrate diet, you're going to be resistant to insulin. A little bit of insulin for me opens up all of my muscle cells compared to someone who is insulin resistant. If you're eating carbs all the time, your body's resistant to insulin. Your muscle cells need more insulin to tell them to open up. If you're eating fat all the time and carbs on occasion, or carbs, a very small amount of carbs on a day, my body, when I eat carbohydrates, it just, boom, gone. Not gone, but like, boom, I don't need to produce a whole bunch of insulin to open up my muscle cells. That's why I don't need to put a whole bunch of these, I don't need to overload you with molecules, with compounds, like some of these other pre-workouts are doing. Because if you follow this routine, you don't need 6 grams of citrulline to dilate your blood vessels a little bit. You don't need all that stuff. You only need a smaller amount because you're insulin sensitive. When your body puts out a little bit of insulin, your muscle cells are going to absorb just as much as if someone who is insulin resistant were to put out 8 times as much insulin. These are not actual numbers, but it is a concept for you to understand. The more insulin sensitive you are, the better you are going to be absorbing nutrients when there's nutrients in your blood for you to absorb. That's how this works. With those BCAAs, you release a little bit of insulin. Perfect timing for absorbing the pre-workout, for absorbing the nutrients packed into the pre-workout. Perfect timing to deliver those nutrients to your muscles so that you feel like an absolute animal in the gym, so that you feel like a god. You don't want to leave the gym because you have so much energy in your muscle. You can just go for days. I mean, you could do 30 reps straight of something you normally do 8. No, I would not suggest that. This is, again, clearly biased. Correct? Clearly biased. Well, these are the facts. This is how it is. So if you like this and you want to learn out, I noticed that a lot of people really like when I give workout stuff because I guess that's what I'm known for. So if you like, you want more workout stuff, you want more workout content about how to build muscle properly, or if you just want more content, shoot me a message, luke@thevitallife.com. Subscribe to Apple and Spotify podcasts. I should be putting out one podcast a day or a week. Not a day. No. One podcast a week from now on because I was killing myself. And this is a lot better for me, at least for this point in my life. So if you like this, again, subscribe, Apple, Spotify podcasts. Follow me at The Vital Life on Instagram. You could check out a LinkedIn page. I made that too. All in all, honestly, I appreciate you listening to this. If you want to know more, just let me know. If not, go live that vital life, baby. Thank you.